him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double cause he's working overtime.
Band to hold us in.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, Earthlings?
Earthlings.
It just came to me to start that one.
Yes.
Talking sports with me and you, live on the air. Pretty cool week so far.
It has been a very, very cool experience.
A lot of news to get to as well, but 2/3 of the leaders of the Randy regime are in town. We just had a little brunch. That would be in between brunch, between breakfast and lunch, over at Torta Pizza. Eric from Denver and Shane Grossman from Ohio.
Ohio.
All in town for the Rugged Maniac. Tomorrow we will go off. I can't wait.
Finally.
Yeah, I can't wait to get over for this to get over. I want to do it. Here's the thing. This is the first time that I've really wanted to do it, and I'm going to be very limited tomorrow because of whatever this injury is, but I will still be out there. I'm still going to do the course. I'm just not going to be able to do anything that's going to require strength in my right arm.
But you're an old man, so you got that old man strength. You can just use your left arm. You good?
Well, and I'm going to use my left arm.
You're good.
But when you swing from ring to ring, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Why not? You just pull yourself with one arm and then you let go with your left arm.
And grab with my left arm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, idiot.
You got it.
Yeah, all right.
You got this. Why do I believe in you more than you believe
in me? Yeah, that's certainly not going to happen. NFL released their schedule.
They certainly did.
I got excited at first.
Did you?
At first. When people
you
were...
sure you weren't just looking at preseason?
No. I don't even look at preseason. I don't even care about preseason. This is how important preseason is.
Not.
Tuesday night at Waiting for Wishes for Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Kevin Carter Foundation, the Tennessee Titans, for the second year in a row that I can remember, auctioned off.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
The first play. Now, I would argue. I would get up there and argue with the head coach and the general manager. If I'm spending $17,000,
right,
I want to call the play that I want to call, not from a list that you're providing.
Okay.
I want to punt.
Is that the limitation? Is they are giving you a list?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Of real plays. I want to punt.
Right.
If I'm paying $17,000, you're punting on the first play.
I'd have them try a field goal, personally.
An 80-yard field goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like punting. Except for they'd get the other team would get the ball on the 20. Really, not even the 20. If it's 20, they'd get it at the 10.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
You're giving the ball up anyway. Might as well make it interesting.
So originally people were leaking out week two.
I hate it when people leak.
I know, me too. Would be Monday Night Football, which would have been perfect. But it's not. That'll be their first home game on Sunday.
It's not.
Against
Da Bears.
Glennon, Mike Glennon.
Imagine that. Out of all the places he could have gone and of all the teams that could have shown up here first, it was him and the Bears.
But you don't think that as they were putting the schedule together, they said this.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. No, this is completely happenstance. It's just cool for Bucks fans.
I've just been corrected.
Uh-oh.
Eric in Denver.
Didn't take long.
Eric in Denver says the first play should be a fake punt. Now, if you're lining up to punt on the opening play,
they're going to assume
it's a fake punt.
It would be more of a surprise if you actually did punt.
Right. A quick kick. You know, something like that. It certainly would be cool.
That's funny.
So, the schedule came out.
Yes.
Week 1 on the road. A long road trip to Miami.
If you're going to start on the road, I'd rather start there.
Would you?
Yeah.
Shockingly, I'm going to disagree with you.
This is my surprise voice.
I would rather the trip to Miami be towards the end of the year. You're not going to be exhausted and,
no,
you know, so I'm saying,
true,
getting that out of the way early, I don't know. I would have much rather later.
Do you want to go ahead and hook me up with my birthday present this year? Carolina Panthers are at home on my birthday.
In Carolina?
No.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah. October 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Carolina Panthers here. Sweet.
All right. Didn't you just say Monday Night Football?
No. I never did. That was you.
Thought maybe you.
Take some more pain meds.
I might be taking pain meds.
No, you were talking about the first home game possibly being the Monday night game, but it's not.
It's the Bears at 1 o'clock.
What's the, is that the Patriots? I'm assuming, because that's an 8:25 p.m. game.
Yeah, that might be the Thursday game.
On October 5th.
I think it's the third. I think that's Thursday.
Okay.
Go down to the schedule real quick.
All right, so opening at Miami September 10th. We already talked about the first home game against the Bears on September 17th. Then going to Minnesota to play the Vikings. Then back home against the Jets, followed that 4 days later by the New England Patriots. That's going to be a tough stretch right there. Then on the road, West Coast, Arizona Cardinals, followed by the Buffalo Bills. Going up north, again, my birthday, Carolina Panthers here at home. Then out in New Orleans for the Saints, coming back for the Jets, bye week November 19th. Then at Falcons on November 26th, start off December at Green Bay, back home for Detroit, then Atlanta, and then actually that looks like that's the Monday night game. And then away at Carolina, finish up at home against the Saints last day of the year.
Quickly. Just off the top of my head.
Yes.
I had them 9-7.
Okay. So they're going to be losing to
New England.
What's their seven? Yep.
See, I like that New England's easy. That Thursday game. Right. Since it's almost a write-off anyway, let it be the game that's going to be difficult to play anyway. With you know, Sunday, Thursday with the quick turnaround, you're not going to be able to prepare. I have high hopes for what I think the Bucs are going to do this year. I really, truly do.
It's what they say about expectations, though. A lot of times you're just let down. And this is something I actually talked about with Matt on the Wednesday morning show regarding the Bucks. He brought up the signing of DeSean Jackson and the expectations that have developed over this offseason. And we still have the draft next week to address, too. But you're talking about, I think it was 3 years ago, I remember we were talking about Gerald McCoy saying that the expectations were so high for that team. And I think that was the offseason where the Bucks went out and spent a lot of money in free agency, and then that upcoming year was a complete dud.
But is 9-7 high expectations?
For this team recently, yes. I would say so.
And the problem with 9-7 is you're not good enough to get in the playoffs, and you're not bad enough to get a great draft pick.
Well, and you think that they can win the NFC South.
I do.
Still.
I do.
So they'd be in the playoffs, but who would they be going up against first round?
Well,
think?
Again, if you get in at 9-7, that means you're going to be towards a 5 or a 6.
Right.
Which means you're going to play the 3 or 4 first.
Sure.
And if you somehow get out, then you're going up against, you know, who do you think? Atlanta. Well, so I think if they win the division, that gets Atlanta out of there. I don't know. Again, I think I'm drinking the coffee, and I've never had coffee in my life.
You don't drink coffee either.
Well, and that's why it has me in the emotional state that I'm in, is the fact that I've never had coffee in my life, so I must be drinking it. So,
do you think they may get into the second round of the playoffs?
Then they're going to have to be better than 9-7.
I'm
not sure 9-7 gets into the playoffs.
I think that they do have a shot to get into the playoffs. I do think they have a shot to be better than a 9-7 team, but I also want to hold my, you know how athletes can be. They're superstitious.
Oh, I know how athletes can be, and yeah. I was going to go to that next. The coolest thing, you almost did that professionally, that I have seen in a long, long time
mm-hmm.
was Gronkowski busting
to the press conference.
To the press secretary. The New England Patriots are
that was great.
In the White House. I'm sure that it wasn't when the president was outside, but Spicer's out there talking. Either him or McCarthy. I'm not sure who that was. Mm-hmm. Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, that one.
And Gronkowski sticks his head out and asks if he needs any help.
You need any help with this? You got this?
And Spicer's sure? like, no, I got it handled, okay. Rob. Go back to whatever you think you're doing. I thought that was hilarious.
Absolutely. That's one of the things. That's one of the reasons why he's one of the most popular players in the league.
You know that he claims he hasn't spent a dime of his salary. A dime. He has banked every penny of his salary.
How?
He lives on his endorsements and appearance fees. And, you know, now there's a new commercial I just saw him in where he rips the sleeve of the guy's shirt off.
I haven't seen that one.
It's a laundromat. So the guy brings it in and he says, I have a mustard stain. And pretty much he goes, psh, now you don't.
Oh, so goofy. That's why people like him.
The only other thing that I have to bring to the table for this segment.
This show.
Give me your, no, just the segment. I'll come up with something for the next segment. Give me your opinion on the college football ring that was at Oklahoma State. Gave to their team and put like 11-2, even though they were 10-3.
They messed up.
No, they did it on purpose. It was a controversial play that they shouldn't have had.
Oh, yes, it was Oklahoma State. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
So they gave rings to everybody with 11-2.
I'm good for them.
But they didn't win the game.
They didn't, and it will not reflect that score, that record. On the official record books, sure. But they're the ones that have designed the ring. And they know that the kids did what they needed to do to win the game.
So does your pitcher walk around with a medal that says perfect game thrower?
Did Anibal Sanchez throw a perfect game? Yes, that was a perfect game.
Well, no, it wasn't.
The records will say
that it wasn't.
That there was a hit and that it was... It was a one-hitter, and Joyce was the one that messed that up. But
then he didn't throw a perfect game.
On record, correct.
Not even I think I would wear a ring of a score or a record that the record books say differently. Now, speaking of rings.
In that sense?
What do you think about what the Cubbies are doing?
They offered their...
Not offered.
They said that they would buy back the rings for $1 if they were... If you went to sell your ring,
you had to sell it back to them for a dollar.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
Why?
You gave them the ring. Uh-huh. You gave them the ring because they were involved with the Cub organization.
Right.
Organization. Mm-hmm. Then it's not a gift. It's a gift with limitations attached. And... I don't have a problem if an employee wanted to sell it. You gave it to him.
It needs to be the legacy does need to be protected. I think that there is a double standard in this case. That you protect the legacy.
So the legacy has changed if you know the scoreboard guy is down on his luck and he can make $80,000, $100,000 that he busted his ass for.
Yeah.
How come the players can't do it? They didn't make the players sign that.
True. None of the players are.
Why? Because they earned it? They earned it on the field?
They're the players, yeah.
The employees earned it in the stadium. They were there. They mm-hmm. blood, sweat, and tears. I have a major problem with it. I don't like it. It's their gift.
So carte blanche, do with it what you want.
You know, and I was told that I was wrong. I gave something to somebody, and they gave it away. Mm-hmm. It was a Randy Couture, blah, 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 that now hangs at Elder Ford. And I was a little upset about it because I gave it to you, and the comment back to me was, yeah, you gave it to me. I gave it to somebody else.
It's like giving away tickets to somebody.
Yeah.
And then...
Nah, he doesn't listen to the show. He knows that we won't be talking about him.
Giving them away.
Once you give something to somebody, you can't put, you know, stipulations on it.
Right.
Even if the stipulations are before you give them the ring. Now, the Cubs did do something very classy with the ring and the ring ceremony. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by The Staff Zone and 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Ferrer at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, so back to ring ceremony. Did you see about what the Cubs did on ring day?
No.
They had a contest where fans submitted a video on why they should be chosen as a ring bearer. And then they chose 20 or 24 or whatever ring bearers.
Right.
That then presented the ring to that player.
Wow.
That was cool.
Wow.
You know, and again, not being a fan,
mm-hmm.
I still think it's cool. You know, if I was a super.
Sure.
This one guy, he named his kids after Cub players.
I'd say that's probably fairly common.
Yeah, I know somebody that did that with Bulls players.
Really?
Yeah. I do.
Who's that?
Their names are Jordan and Grant.
Okay.
And who played for the Chicago Bulls? Jordan and Grant.
Right.
So,
yeah,
fans
are
fans.
Yeah, I'd say that's actually a pretty common occurrence.
He was one of the ring bearers, not the guy with Grant and Jordan. That
I was
going to
say.
A little, maybe we should have done that.
What?
Gotten the parents of those two kids together to shoot the video. But that has nothing to do with the Cubs. What does have something to do with the Bulls is the Bulls kicking the Celtics' ass.
Yeah. 2-0 right now. But now they're going to have to keep going without Rondo.
And I don't think that's going to be possible. You know, a lot of people were, well, the Celtics really, they're not the one seed. Yeah, they're really the one seed. Did Cleveland want the one seed? For some reason, no, they didn't. because they could have gotten it. So the one seed down two games to Love, but without Love, who's in Cleveland. Ha ha.
Bah,
no credit for that. Give me your thoughts on the whole Barkley situation, Charles Barkley, and Isaiah Thomas and the death of his daughter or sister.
For those playing the home game, what?
Isaiah Thomas's sister was killed in a car crash. Yet okay. He went out and played.
Okay.
You know, he was, I don't know if sobbing on, you know, the sideline, getting ready to go warm up or whatever. And Barkley kind of made some comments that a lot of people were uncomfortable with. But that's Charles Barkley.
Barkley, he's always good for a controversial statement.
He makes those comments. And who is Charles Barkley, or really anybody else, to say whether Isaiah Thomas should or shouldn't have played?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So speaking from personal experience, my father passed away in high school, and we had a baseball game that day. And I had to be forced to not play in that game. It wasn't a sudden tragedy where it was a car wreck or anything like that. He had passed away from prostate cancer, so it was something that, to some degree, you prepare yourself for. So there's that. So a little bit different there, but...
But you can still never prepare for it.
You will never be 100% prepared for something like that. But one of the things that I felt was really helpful for me over the long term is trying to maintain some normalcy in my life. And part of that normalcy was to keep on playing sports and keep on playing baseball. We had a baseball game the next day. I played in that, kept on going. So that was... Completely, that's something that could be used as a coping mechanism for Isaiah Thomas. That might have been part of his thought process in it to help him process what had happened a little bit slower. You break it down into smaller chunks so that you can get through it, as opposed to allowing the tragedy to sink in all at once and completely engulf you, which... Again, I'm only speaking from my personal experience. I can't speak for Isaiah Thomas, but if that's something that he felt he needed to do, then I'm certainly all for him handling his business like that.
So just is it a coincidence that Isaiah Thomas had a bad game? Or was that in relationship to that situation? And should coaches and management have made a decision and stepped in, like obviously your coaches or mom or whatever did back in the day.
Right. You know, it was, I know what you mean, where you may feel that that's the best thing for you, but the management and the coaches, as you said, they have to decide what's best for the team too. So, obviously Isaiah Thomas, a very good player, but maybe that was something that conversation could have happened at some point in time, and he said, yeah, I'm going to be okay to play, and then he didn't. Hindsight's 20/20.
More importantly, I have a question for you.
More importantly, I have an answer.
When did this couch get put in the studio? God, it's comfy.
A long time ago, actually.
I think I could fall asleep.
Oh, you mean again?
Again. This couch is A-okay. All right, so we're going to have a poll question up on the Twitter universe.
Yes.
Later today. But I thought I would throw it out so that some of the people that listen to the show and that maybe don't go on Twitter and Facebook as much as we do had the opportunity to meet Martin Koval. Koval.
Okay.
He was the one who took the picture.
Okay, gotcha.
So I said, since your name is so similar to Martin Kove, I would like to give you the honor of taking this picture for me. Would you mind?
Nice little tap dance you did there.
And Martin Koval said, I've never met Martin Kove. Would you introduce me?
Okay. All right.
And I said, only if you take the picture.
He said, okay. You got the picture.
So he got the picture.
Yeah.
I got the picture. And then we started to talk about, for those people that don't know who Martin Kove is, he was the sensei in Karate Kid.
Not Mr. Miyagi, not that one, the other sensei.
The bad Sensei.
The bad one. Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. He was also in Rocky or Rambo.
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 Rambo 2, I think it was.
Was Rambo
2? First Blood. Yeah.
Which was, no, what? One was, yeah, it couldn't have been one, because one was Dennis. I don't remember his last name. Whose scar on his head he got in a car accident, from what I've been told, on the Howard Franklin. The guy who plays the sheriff in Rambo.
Rambo First Blood Part 2, 1985.
So that, interesting. That was the war one, and then the third one was when they went to, like, Afghanistan, I think.
He was also in, let's see, obviously, Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. Rambo First Blood Part 2. Wyatt Earp. He was in Wyatt Earp, the great Kevin Costner film.
Never saw it.
Really good. Also, the TV series Cagney and Lacey.
Never saw it.
I don't know anything.
I might have seen some episodes of Cagney and Lacey, but I don't remember Sensei being in it. Could you imagine him screaming to Cagney or Lacey, sweep the leg? All right, so the poll question is going to be, sweep the leg or no mercy?
Okay.
What saying do you like better from the movie? When you think of the movie, do you think no mercy? Do you think sweep the leg? And he's that part that he played on Karate Kid, iconic.
Yes.
When you think of the movie, I think you think of him just as much as you do Ralph Macchio.
Agreed.
Just Agreed. As you do.
Absolutely.
The legendary Billy Zabka.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who was his student.
Correct.
In that.
Sweep the leg. But Sensei, yes, I can beat this guy. Yeah. I don't want him beat. No mercy. No mercy.
Now, I still think sweep the leg is more iconic. It's more unique, honestly. No mercy, you see no mercy all the time. You really do. So it doesn't stand out as much. But when you say sweep the leg, you know that you were talking about Karate Kid. So I personally would rather have sweep the leg. Yeah.
That's the tag.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, I have to pay attention to you while you talk?
Yeah, you do.
I can do more than six things at a time.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to broadcast live while running the Rugged Maniac.
Okay.
While printing T-shirts.
Okay.
Eating a Big Mac.
Okay.
I'm sorry, beating a Whopper that I won thanks to the Rays.
There you go. Nice correction.
Doing some notice to owners.
All right.
And getting prepared for Shane Grossman's tattoo.
Gotcha. All with only your left hand.
All with only my left hand.
Wow.
We will be at the Art District. I think it's just Art District, Inc.
Art District.
Which is located just off of Howard tomorrow, starting about 11:30, maybe 11:45. If you'd like to stop on by, have a couple tchotchkes to give away.
That would be Sunday.
That would be Sunday.
Not tomorrow.
No, Sunday. Sunday. Some tchotchkes.
Sunday.
As Shane Grossman, the legend. Becomes legendary.
If you're talking about the L word, you definitely talk about Shane Grossman.
And then we talk about his legacy once he tats himself off.
Yes.
Still going to be weird.
Ha! No.
You don't think it's weird?
No. At this point, we've talked about it for some time. He's wanted to do this for
years.
So, yeah, I mean, I've what's warmed it
gonna,
up to it, certainly.
What's it going
to
take for you to get one?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. No.
Maybe if we get you drunk enough?
No. That's like a really bad time to get tattooed. You bleed a lot more when you have alcohol in your system.
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
On either.
No,
on
you
either
wouldn't.
Sides. All right. When we come back, we'll talk just for a tad about the Tampa Bay Rays.
We need to.
Just won their homestand.
Sweep.
Or the sweep of that. The homestand's not over. They play Houston this weekend.
Yep.
So we'll talk a little Rays. You'll give us a little preview on what to expect. Rays Astros starting tonight at 7:05. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verheer at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
An event too tasty to miss. The Beer and Burger Throwdown. This Saturday at Safety Harbor Waterfront Park from noon to 6. Family-friendly, dog-friendly, and the best burgers and local craft beer around. The Beer and Burger Throwdown benefits the Chichi Rodriguez Youth Foundation and the Safety Harbor Chamber of Commerce Foundation. Don't miss the Beer and Burger Throwdown this Saturday in Safety Harbor, noon to 6. Visit simplyeventsfl.com for more information.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, I want to get a little bit UFC Nashville, but we'll do that in a second. The Tampa Bay Rays sweep the Detroit Tigers.
They did.
That was a...
on the arm of Erasmo Ramirez.
Yeah, but to hell with them. They can't get 10 strikeouts. All right, let's be perfectly clear.
That's the all, only thing you care about.
That is the only thing I care about.
It's the only thing to care about.
Well, yeah. If you're gonna win, at least get me 10 strikeouts. If you're gonna lose, at least lose in style. Get me 10 strikeouts. They've done it one time, I believe. What are we? 2 weeks in? 3 weeks in?
Well, you have about 140 games left.
I understand that, but if you're only getting 10 strikeouts once every 21. Once every 25 games, that's not going to get me a whole lot of whoppers.
Should we?
If it involves 10 strikeouts, yes.
Should we make a correlation to the success of the starting rotation in the bullpen to games with 10 strikeouts? Should we make that correlation?
No.
I'm really, really glad you said that. Actually, because they can be they can do well. They can be a successful team on the mound, even if they're not getting 10 strikeouts on a regular basis.
Of course.
I was hoping that you wouldn't be 100% motivated by your stomach.
I am 100% motivated by my stomach, but that doesn't change the fact that a team can be successful without 10 Ks.
It was kind of a test.
Did I pass?
Yes,
you did. Can I take a nap now?
I'll give you 26 minutes from now, you can.
UFC's in Nashville.
They are.
I was there Monday through Wednesday.
You were.
I left as they came in. Cub Swanson is your main event. I believe all but one fatty checked in at weight.
And he was definitely fatty. He was 5 pounds over. Not even close. Well, he did. Marcos Rogério de Lima weighed in at 210 against Ovince St. Preux, who weighed in at 206. You're allowed the 1 pound overage. So he made his weight.
And this goes back to what I said, you know, on Knockout Radio, and I've said it continuously. I don't think the fine should be the same if you miss by 1 pound and you miss by 4. I think it should be a set 20%, if that's what it is, if you miss weight. And then for every pound over X, I'll even give you 2 pounds. So for every pound over 2, you're fined another percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Sizable percentage.
So another 5% maybe?
I'm thinking 10.
Per pound?
Per pound.
Yeah, that is motivation.
And if you then don't fight, like Fatty McFatty here, you know, would have to give up 40% of his purse, and he may feel it's not worth it, then you just fine him what that 40% of it would be. You don't pay him. You don't pay him show money. You don't pay him anything. And you're now fined 40% of what your show money was. And if you don't pay it, you don't play it.
So, at that point in time, it would be worth it. Even if it's a 40% penalty to him, it would still make sense to fight.
Sure.
Because then he's only getting 60% of his show money.
He'd get 60% of something instead of negative
40%. Yeah.
Of everything.
Out of pocket.
So, yeah, it would definitely make sense.
Yeah.
But I just don't think penalizing 20% is sufficient. When you miss by that, when you miss by 4, when you miss by 5 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'll give you a pound. So now you're checking in really 2 pounds over, not one. So you've missed it by 2, but you're allowed to miss it by 1. So if you're over those 2 pounds, I think it should be more than 20%. And I think the money should go to the fighter if the fight happens.
Because they're the ones that are putting themselves in the cage with the overweight. Fatty. So, and we were actually, when we were at Tour de Pizza, we were talking about sort of some of our favorite moments, and Eric said that, I think this was before you showed up.
I didn't hear it.
He talked about how he liked when Jason Mayhem Miller showed up like 18 pounds over. He weighed in, got off the scale, took his underwear off, and got back up on the scale. Like, that was going to make a difference in the 18 pounds. However,
it did with Daniel Cormier.
Well, we can get back to that part, too. But in what you're talking about right now, let's say a fighter would be X amount of pounds over. Maybe if they go ahead, they strip down, get back on, and it does say a pound lighter, then they just save themselves 10%.
Right.
There could be some strategy in that.
All right. Or how about you change, since money is what motivates most.
Money talks.
Money talks. Let's not fine you percentages. You're fined 20% if you miss weight. Then for every pound overweight that you miss, your opponent gets 2 free whatevers. Punches.
Oh, kick to the nuts.
Kicks. Well, that's illegal. Yeah. No, kick to the nuts, illegal.
That's right.
So that would really not behoove you on a free kick, kick him into the nuts. Now you lose a point. So it has to be within the rules. It has to be within the rules.
Man, rules suck sometimes.
Sometimes.
It is what it is.
But I think that maybe has some legs, don't you think? No, I don't.
What about a kick to the leg?
You can do that.
Leg kick, yeah.
You can do the John Jones knee thrust.
Why not?
Now, you have to be smarter than most, which you may or may not be.
That jury's out on that one.
One of my two would be an armbar. I get to put you in the armbar. It's kind of like, have you ever seen The Voice?
Yeah.
Okay. One time, you know, they do that thing, the steel thing.
All right.
So you have they have their two representatives out there. And each coach says A1. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, would anybody like to steal B? Mm-hmm. So the coach who just picked A stole B and brought that person back. And they were like, oh, you can't do that. And the coach was like, why not? I have two steals.
They used a steal on their own
person.
They
used
a steal
on their own person. Thinking outside the lines, that's asking for forgiveness and not permission.
Right.
So one of my two, whatever I get for you being that 1 pound over,
right,
is an armbar.
Hmm.
Now you have to change the rules.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you don't change the rules, then my second will be a rear naked choke.
Makes sense.
You start in the rear.
Game over.
Game over.
Paid for.
I do think, all kidding aside, I do think that they should be fined more. I don't think, because I've been told by some guys, more in the lower organizations, you know, in the Tampa Bay area and the state of Florida, that they'll purposely miss weight. What do they care? You're cutting. You're starving. Mm-hmm. You know, you hate life. I'm eating a double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to miss weight, but I know I'm going to kick your ass too.
Yeah.
Because I haven't struggled. That's why they need to be fined more than 20%.
That makes sense.
On big money fights, that means you're making big money, right? So say you're getting...
So you have to be fined a big percentage to make an actual dent.
Right. And that's same if you're not making much money. If you're making $3,000, you're giving up $600. It's a lot of money. But is it enough to hurt you for what? Not only what you didn't do, but what your opponent had to do.
Right.
And that's why it has to be more sizable. It has to hurt.
That makes sense.
You know, not to make light of money or whatever, but you can recoup $600 somehow.
Sure. Yeah, you can find a way.
If you're making $300,000, that means you're up there. You can.
Yeah, that's significant in the
MMA
world.
Well, that's 600 grand, right.
But yeah, in the MMA world, that's
or
big.
60 grand. So if you're making $300,000 for the fight, and you're fined 20%, that's 60 grand. That's a lot of money, but that means you're the upper echelon. That means you're John Jones charging $100 for an autograph. You know, that means you're Daniel Cormier. That means, almost as much as I hate to say it, Ronda Rousey, who just got engaged. I don't know if you saw
it. I saw that to Hoppe.
Yeah.
To Travis Brown. I was thinking about it, but he beat me to it.
I'm not touching nothing. You know, whatever.
Can we transition away from MMA for a second?
Please.
Can we talk about my Rowdies?
The Rowdies run here, the Rowdies run there. They kick the ball around. Talk about that.
Speaking of kicking the ball around, Marcel Schaefer landed the Rowdies at number 2 on ESPN's top 10. Left-footed shot from about 35 miles away.
Was that considered outside the box?
Yes, that would be outside the box. And a knuckleball. He kicked this ball so that it actually knuckled.
On purpose.
On purpose. And it drifted away from the goalkeeper, hit the inside of the post, and went in. That was his first goal in the USL. His first goal not in the German Bundesliga. He's the big-name player that Bill Edwards and the Rowdies brought over from Germany for this push for the MLS, and the Rowdies are doing well. They're on they are coming back from a road trip. They lost to Louisville last Saturday.
Not Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville's better than Louisville. Louisville is struggling.
Yes, I would agree with that. And then they played Wednesday when Schaefer had the goal against Cincinnati in Cincinnati, tied that game 1-1. They're at the top of the table in the Eastern Conference.
Have they made a decision on the MLS?
No, that won't be till for a while.
As much as I don't think it's going to happen, do you think the success, if they can continue the success on building on what they've been very successful so far this season, that could help push them over?
The success of the season?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you go from the NASL, which at the time was the second tier, You leave, go to the USL, which is third tier. NASL goes bankrupt.
It's a lot of L's.
There are leagues, so that tends to happen. NASL leaves. USL is now the second tier again. But you have to be competitive. You have to be able to warrant going to the MLS.
What are the other cities fighting for?
Oh, man.
Do you know? All right, well, you look it up.
Yeah, I'll get that list.
Because
there's a lot.
I just got the notification from you behind the glass that we need to go to the glass.
Correct.
And do what should be our final break of the afternoon. So, with that said, you are tuned in to Talking Sports. Did you get all those liners I sent you?
Yeah.
What?
So maybe, you know, yeah, I'm talking to you there in the green. Yeah,
me?
You.
I get some, but it tends to be detrimental when they're not in the right file type. Just saying. This is Talking Sports brought to you by The Staff Zone and 8 Man Strong. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports giveaways and equipment.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
An event too tasty to miss. The Beer and Burger Throwdown. This Saturday at Safety Harbor Waterfront Park from noon to 6. Family friendly, dog friendly, and the best burgers and local craft beer around. The Beer and Burger Throwdown benefits the Chichi Rodriguez Youth Foundation and the Safety Harbor Chamber of Commerce Foundation. Don't miss the Beer and Burger Throwdown this Saturday in Safety Harbor, noon to 6. Visit simplyeventsfl.com for more information.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Really, I can't get my weekend started until I hear that.
Fireball.
That's when I know it's almost weekend time.
It
is. All right, so real quickly, rundown.
So we have 12 cities that are all vying for MLS expansion. Charlotte, North Carolina, Cincinnati, Detroit, Indianapolis, Nashville, Raleigh, Phoenix, Sacramento, San Antonio, San Diego, St. Louis, and Tampa, St. Petersburg.
Interesting.
Yes. So there are a lot in, and going back to the expansion of the MLS and the...
And Tampa, St. Pete shouldn't be in the running.
Meaning?
St. Pete's in the running.
They have... I don't know why they did that. It is technically St. Petersburg. Yeah, it's very much...
Just
St.
saying.
Pete.
And because the two cities get along so well, we need to just say St. Pete.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you have one. Okay, you have Charlotte.
I think Charlotte could support it.
Raleigh. To North Carolina. I wouldn't say North Carolina is a hotbed of soccer.
I'm thinking, and it's unfair for me to think this way, because the Tampa Bay Rays are so well
supported.
I want the war on I-4 so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that whole thing and, you know, the hatred between the cities and stuff. That it makes sense. But you don't bring a team. The league doesn't bring a team just because of that one rivalry.
No.
So I Agreed. Think the rivalry may help. I think the success of the Rowdies right now may help. But I don't know if they're going to get it. But like I said, that one game or that two games a year, the war on I-4, stolen from the arena team.
A big deal.
Would definitely be a big deal. Do you want to go, either one will be the Northeast. Do you want to go New York or do you want to go Boston?
Let's go Boston.
First, I find it surprising.
I know more about it.
That the medical examiner has ruled the Aaron Hernandez death a suicide. Didn't they say that the door was lodged, closed?
Yes. Yeah.
So unless, and I know there's conspiracies out there. Sure. Some people believe he was murdered by another inmate.
Okay.
But if it was logged shut, I don't need to be a medical examiner to say it was suicide.
True.
Just saying.
Exactly.
Now, I did see this on the book called Face. How does a guy who's in general population have a one-room suite?
Well, he is Aaron Hernandez. He would be a high-profile target, if you will.
He's gang-related, man.
He's protected.
He's protected.
From everybody but himself.
They got the protection there.
He obviously didn't have the type he needed.
All right. Then I saw some other things on the book Run by Face about some people that are upset because they've had suicide in their life and that it's unfair, that it's you're not being a nice person to... You know how people can be, post things, tag things, make fun of, satires, whatever, regarding Aaron Hernandez.
Okay.
Do you have a point there before I lose half of our audience?
Not really. I mean, I don't see, I can understand sort of where they're coming from, but when it comes down to it, Aaron Hernandez, that's not their family member. They didn't experience what he and his family went through.
Somebody else posted a picture of Aaron Hernandez's daughter and how, first of all, I seriously doubt that his daughter is going to be on the Book of Face to be able to see all these things anyway. So they're saying,
at least
you know,
right now,
think of the daughter, this, that, the other. Here's my problem with that. Think of the daughter. If the father didn't think of the daughter,
right?
Why do I need to? If the father cared about what was going to happen or whatever, first he should have thought of that beforehand.
Yeah,
but then he should have thought before he took his own life. I could care less. In the words of Justin Bieber, you can go love yourself. I love that song. I want that to be one of my theme songs.
Please don't say that.
I love it.
You may love it, but I don't want to be listening to Justin Bieber coming back from a break.
The Bieber of Justin?
No.
I
like how you're reversing everything.
Like that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Just my thoughts.
Yoda.
It was just my thoughts, that's all.
Yeah. No, yeah, and... I don't know. It's a tough situation in general, but... I know that a lot of people have made correlations to veterans committing suicide due to PTSD. They compare it a lot with issues in situations like this when you have a celebrity or something along those lines. No. No. Completely different. I still don't think that it's okay for a veteran who suffers from PTSD to commit suicide. But not even the same galaxy. Not even the same galaxy at all.
I agree. I could, like I said, I agree. I could care less. Somebody even commented, why are you RIPing Aaron Hernandez? And yeah, there's some legitimacy to that, yeah, too. You know, it's more rotten hell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you took somebody's life. Who are you to take somebody's life? So, not as drastic as taking someone's life. This whole Eli Manning scandal.
Yeah, I would say that's slightly less drastic.
Well, again, depending on who you're asking. If you're asking Eli Manning, this is more drastic than Aaron Hernandez. This is affecting his name.
Yeah, yeah.
If, in fact, he's involved in this. Now, I guess it's through Steiner Sports.
For those playing the home game.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, what's going on?
There's been some question about the authenticity of some of the game-used memorabilia.
Correct, yeah.
Now, Scott Steiner, mm-hmm, and not the wrestler, not that you would know who that is.
No clue.
But from Steiner, I think it was from, well, I know it's from Steiner, the memorabilia company. I believe it was Scott, who's the CEO or whatever. He's like, if Eli Manning walks into my office, mm-hmm, and hands me two helmets and says these are game used, I would have no reason not to believe that.
Sure.
And
makes
then he sold these helmets off. Mm-hmm. Now, somewhere there's an email floating around that I happen to have read that states, allegedly, Eli Manning walked into the equipment manager and asked for two helmets that can be, you know, perceived
off
as game used. Mm-hmm. So, I'm the guy that trusts everybody. I'm the guy that believes everybody. I'm the guy that knows you can walk into the equipment manager and get another helmet. And mm-hmm, even if you're paying for it, it's like $150. So if you're getting the benefit of being on the roster at Steiner Sports, and this is supposedly a thank you that Eli would do every year and give two game-used pieces to Steiner, I find it hard to believe. But I also know that it can be done very easily. I also know of the situations that's happened with me personally of professional teams doing something very similar.
So what do they do? Do they take a helmet and throw it up against a locker or something like that, try to rough it up, make it look game-used? Well, how do you tell that something is game-used?
I broadcasted a show once in the mm-hmm, Tampa Bay area from a memorabilia dealer's office.
Okay.
And all I remember is one, but one guy was walking around in a signed jersey. So, just saying. Mm. Just saying. Not that this is how you can do with game used. I was on the board of the Marty Lyons Foundation, and the Philadelphia Eagles were in town. And I asked if they could, Richie Kotite was the head coach, and he was on the board of the Marty Lyons Foundation. And I asked if Randall Cunningham could sign a football. Long fellow deed story short, they took it to the right in the equipment room. Randall Cunningham came down out of the elevator and walked to the bus. They then brought me the ball from the equipment room, mm-hmm, and said Randall was very, you know, nice to sign it. Just didn't fit right with me. So I went to the hotel and I said, because they said that there was a back entrance. And I said, was there a back entrance that they could get into that room? And the guy goes, no, mm-hmm, that's the only door in. That's the only door out. So they gave me a ball signed by Randall Cunningham that Randall Cunningham never signed.
Gotcha.
And we threw it in the trash.
Gotcha.
Because what can you do with it?
Right.
But we'll get to, not we, they'll get to the bottom of this Eli Manning, Steiner Sports, and the three people I believe that are suing. But if you'd like to get in touch, I know we didn't do a lot of stuff we were supposed to. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Eggs.
Sean, KO Radio. See everybody next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.